Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We're going to talk to Mish Whitmore all about theatre. The Pink Cow, isn't it?
It is indeed, Pink Cow.
Good afternoon, Mish.
Good afternoon.
Right, so what are we talking about? The Pink Cow? What is it?
Okay, well, Pink Cow Theatre is... it came about as part of a university project, actually.
Oh, right.
And I run the Apollo Youth Theatre.
Yes.
And we have a member there, Harry, who's at university. And he had a year, has to have a year in the industry.
Right.
And he didn't really want to go and work for another company. He would prefer to run his own company. So I said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't we run a theatre company for a year? I'm doing a master's. I've got lots of projects that I need to do.
Yeah.
So we could get together and we could run this theatre company for a year and, you know, and see what happens.
Okay.
Well, we've not even got halfway through our year and it's happened. Harry's got to go back to university next year and he's already going, I don't know how I'm going to do both, but somehow we're going to do it.
And you called it Pink Cow because?
Right. So I do a lot of work with youth. As I say, I start with Apollo Youth Theatre. And the name, we were on and on for weeks, what are we going to call it? We've got to call it something. Pink Cow. My dad used to live, at the end of the war, we used to live in the Midlands. And where he lived, there was lots and lots of fields.
Right.
And after the war, they then had to build on these fields lots of houses for miners to come from Newcastle to work in the mines of the Midlands. And so all of his playground was lost. Now, as they were building these houses, this one painter left a tub of, well, a tin, I guess then, of pink undercoat paint.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know. You don't see it so much now, but
no,
I know.
Yes. And my dad and his...
Pink primer, wasn't it?
Yes, the pink primer, yes. And my dad and his friends painted a cow pink.
As you would.
So okay. It was a terrible thing to have done, but
yes.
It was all about... So we used it because it was a sign of lost opportunity. It's what they had lost.
Oh, right, okay.
So that's, you know, and we want to give opportunities to young people. So that's where we used the name.
Okay. I'm amazed that the Calston's still long enough to get made in pink.
Me too, actually.
So if people want to know about Pink Cow, how can they get all the details?
Right, well, we have a website called pinkcowtheatre.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on there is lots of the things that we're doing over the next few months. And we're quite busy, to say the least. So we've started an after-school club.
Right.
And this is called Trapdoor.
Yeah.
And on Thursday nights at Church on the Roundabout.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. I know, yeah.
And we run two sessions, one for 6 to 11-year-olds from 4 till 5, and one for 12 to 18-year-olds from 5 till 6.
Yeah.
And in that, we're going to be teaching theatre skills, a lot of things to do with Lambda. Now, Lambda is the sort of what's thought of as being like the premier of drama exams,
okay. Should
we say.
Yeah.
Right.
And we'd like to take the children and do group exams with them. They're very expensive and we don't want to be to make this exclusive. We think, you know, it's kind of expensive enough, really.
Yes.
So we would be doing group exams with them so that everyone pays a little bit towards it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they'll learn a lot of theatrical skills. So they'll learn mime, they learn sort of naturalistic acting, lots of various different sort of acting skills, physical theatre, devising. And it'll give them a good all-round, group of skills, which even if someone doesn't want to be an actor... They're really good skills to have because here people are, you guys, you didn't want to be actors, but you're here, you're talking, you're presenting.
Yes.
When you go on in life, you have to present. Go to university, you will have to do presentations. In work, lots of people now have to do presentations. Even in college, you've got to be able to present. You've got to be able to present yourself, your ideas.
Yep.
And this is a great way for people to learn how to formulate their ideas and to put them across.
Right.
As well as being lots of fun.
Could they do other things as well, like stage management or...?
At Trapdoor, no.
No.
But we do... Well, I say that. Yeah, so at Trapdoor, no. But we will do other things. So
right.
the children who are involved with Pink Cow will be used in productions.
Right.
Okay.
And then there will be opportunities for people to do stage management, lights, sound, that kind of thing.
It's a good grounding in theatre,
just generally, yes.
So what age range are you looking at here?
It was 6 to 18s in total, yeah.
Okay. And they're enthusiastic, these youngsters, aren't they?
Yes, yes, definitely, yes.
What, you got a question, Leisha?
What could be the what advice? Let me start again. What advice would you get for young kids if they want to be an actor? What's the best advice you could give them?
Right. Okay. The best advice I can give them is, firstly, believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
you can do it. The theatre industry, despite what everyone thinks, the theatre industry is one of the biggest industries in the UK.
It is.
Everyone says, "Oh, there's no jobs in theatre." Not true. There are lots of jobs in theatre, varying jobs, whether it be costume, backstage, whatever, lots of it. If you want to be an actor, believe in yourself. Find yourself a good youth theatre. I would suggest the Apollo Youth Theatre, because
course.
I run it.
Not biased at all,
and I know it's good grounding, it's good training, and then get as much experience from there. So with Apollo, we don't just put on plays. Some places, they just put on plays, and mm-hmm. we actually have a lesson. We actually teach you the skills. So, and I think that's really important, that you just don't jump from one show to another show, that you actually learn acting the craft, as it were.
Yeah.
So that would be my first suggestion. If you're at school and your school does GCSE drama, do GCSE drama. Go on to college to do it as a level 3 and then on to university drama school, whatever. But it's about doing as much as you can outside of school, in all honesty, because schools now, unfortunately, the way the curriculum's going and things, it's all to do with maths and English and science and the arts are being squished out of it.
Yes.
So finding things outside of the school is a really important thing.
Okay,
sure,
what
about the Apollo Theatre? Where do people get info for that Apollo Youth Theatre?
Well, if you Google Apollo Youth Theatre, you will find Apollo Youth Theatre, definitely.
Okay. So that and Pink Cow, I mean, are you going to be able to manage? You said you're going to have a company for a year, but it's going to last a lot longer.
Oh, it's going to be a lot longer. This is definitely. I mean, we've got other projects. I mean, in Easter, we've got workshops this year where we're taking children aged 10 to 18
mm-hmm.
For 2 weeks, and they're going to create the real story of Pinocchio. So we leave Disney far behind.
Excellent. And you pronounced it the proper way as well.
Well, it's Italian, so it has to be Pinocchio. But I
agree with you entirely.
So from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. from the 2nd to the 13th of April, and these have been run at the Apollo, but it's a Pink Cow thing.
Yeah.
And at the end of that, they will be a performance of Pinocchio as two performances. Now, we will state, the way we've done it is we go, right, okay, we are going to do this scene. In this scene, this needs to happen, as in this is the story. You work together now to create how we're going to tell that part of the story.
Right. So this is kind of writing it on the hoof.
So they're going to be devising it. So there's no script. Pinocchio is going to be a puppet, so everyone gets a fair chance of it. There's no stars. Everyone's paying the same, so everyone should be treated the same. Everything is done in group. We'll be using some choral work and a lot of physical theatre. And everyone will be working together to create the performance.
So what are you going to do in your spare time?
In my spare time? Well, we're getting ready for going south for winter again. So in February, we were part of the Isle of Wight Story Festival. I wrote a play called Going South for Winter. Now, we're only allowed 30 minutes for the Isle of Wight Story Festival. It's a sweet little play. It's about a hedgehog and a squirrel who find out about the seasons, the changing seasons.
Right.
And so we're going to adapt that now, make it longer, put some songs into it, and we're going to follow the adventures of this little squirrel who thinks, do you know what? Maybe there's more to this. Maybe we could have eternal summer. Maybe if we, like our friend Safi, who's a swallow, maybe we go to Africa. So we're going to follow them on their adventure to Africa. And see how far they get.
Not very far, I think.
Probably not, but they had a lot of fun doing
They've only got little legs.
Yes. So that's on the 6th and 7th of April.
Yeah.
At 11:30 and 3 p.m. again at Apollo.
Yeah.
And tickets for that at £8 and £5.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. Mm. So contact details one more time, please, Mish.
Right. So best place to look for contact details is pinkcowtheatre.com.
Right.
Pinkcowtheatre.com, fair enough. And you can find out a lot more of what's going on.
Lots of things going on there. You can book onto the workshops there. You can buy your tickets from there. You can see all the things that we do.
Excellent.
Brilliant.
Well, thank you for putting that sort of stuff together for us, because young people need a bit of something to do, and that's a really positive thing to do, I think.
Sure.
Yeah, I think especially like in the holidays, sometimes mums and dads are looking for childcare, and this is a great way for them to be looked after safely and also creatively.
Excellent. I love that. Thank you for coming in, Mish. We'll see you again soon. I'm absolutely certain we'll.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.